This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Over the past few months, writer and actress Annabelle Gurwitch has been collecting stories and interviewing people about getting fired. And as part of her continuing series on the art and science of losing your job, she spoke with a chef recently decommissioned as head of the White House kitchen.
His name is Walter Scheib, and his story illustrates that sometimes a job ends because it simply runs its course. Chef Scheib, or Walter as he now prefers, served as executive chef at the White House for 11 years until he was asked to step down earlier this year. Not really being familiar with life in the White House, see, I've always wondered, did he have to sit by the phone waiting for the president to call and say, I'd like a Rice Krispie treat at 11 p.m.?
Well, we were in charge, all of the chefs. There were six of us on staff that were in charge for every food item that was served in the executive residence. And we did everything from the famous peanut butter and jelly sandwich all the way up to picnics for 5,000 to state dinners for 900.
Then I asked Walter if he could tell me about some of the president's favorite foods, but he can't.
If you say specific things that the president and the first lady like, everywhere they go for the next X number of years, that's all that they get served.
So then it's not about national security or something.
That's right. You remember President Reagan made mention that he liked jelly beans, and the next thing you know, everywhere you got to get jelly beans.
Well, I was determined to get something here. So I mentioned the famous saying that you can learn a lot about a person by what they eat. Actually, I just made that up, but I think it's true. So I quizzed him. Okay, Walter, President Bush, broiled or baked?
I would say broiled.
Sautéed or deep fried?
I would probably say deep fried.
Vanilla or chocolate?
That's a close one. Chocolate, I would say.
Chicken or fish?
Definitely chicken.
Rare or well done?
How about medium rare?
Well, I'm not sure what we learned, but in years to come, someone may analyze this information as the key to understanding the Bush presidency. Then I mentioned that everything important that happens in my house happens in the kitchen, and is it the same way in the White House? Like, was he ever stirring a sauce? And he heard, oh, by the way, there are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
No.
Still, I wondered if Walter had any regrets. Like, did he ever wake up in the middle of the night and think, maybe that capon was a little dry? But Walter said that that kind of thing was never a problem in the White House.
We have the ability to really be sure that everything is perfect. Obviously, if you're doing a state dinner and it doesn't work out right, you can't comp the dessert and hope it's all better. It's not like a hotel.
So then I wanted to know about how one gets terminated from the White House. Like, did he find a post-it note on his whisk saying, pack up your pots and pans and get out?
There's an individual who's the chief usher of the White House, which is basically the day-to-day general manager, if you will, who asked me to come to his office and said that the first lady decided that she was wanting to make a change to go a different direction. You know, I was happy that we made her happy for 4 years and took care of the Clintons for nearly 7 years. It was a great honor to do it. And whomever gets in there next is going to have a great honor also.
Chef Walter Scheib is currently writing a book about his White House experience. He also wrote a recipe for those who have recently been involuntarily separated from their jobs. It's called Seared Scallops with Red Curry and Gingered Vegetable Ribbons in the Manner of an Old Friend. And you can find it on our website at npr.org. Oh, and by the way, it tastes best when paired with a Roederer White House Cuvée Champagne.
Actress Annabelle Gurwitch is a contributing writer for this program.